Guys, are you at home right now contemplating on how to transform your kitchen? Are you going through design after design and you still have absolutely no idea what you need to make yourself a fabulous kitchen?
Then we have 8 must-have tips for every kitchen renovation.
This idea really came to us because last night we went to Halves. They hosted an event and it was so, so good. Like, they were launching an app called Ivy. Now, for a lot of you who don't know what Ivy is the software designers actually love. It helps you source, organize, invoice, purchase. It helps you track, report all in one place. So basically, this means no more database, no more Excel spreadsheets. This app literally helps you with all of them.
That sounds really good. And yesterday, as you mentioned on the event, we met a lot of people, especially from the field of interior designers, because that was the launch of the product. And we ended up talking, well, I think you left afterwards. We ended up talking with many interior designers afterwards. And it was really interesting how we found out those little tips and tricks that you can actually implement in every one of your projects.
To help enhance your kitchen.
And one of the designers was mentioning how important sometimes you go with the project that is over, I would say, £100,000. She mentioned she had a client in Chelsea that was going through a joinery for her kitchen, and client was spending over £100,000. And when the interior designer came to picture, she realized that there are actually no handles on the drawers. So it was quite weird, and that's why we're trying to bring you all the ideas and things that you should pay attention to, and then maybe we can help you a little bit, at least with your renovation, ease a little bit the process.
Yeah, ease you into making sure you have everything organized, ready to go, and you're not missing out on anything. That's our goal here, right?
Yes, exactly. So we are bringing you those 8 must-haves for every kitchen. So Vina, shall we start? Do you want to go with the first one?
Yeah, I want to start with a seashell hood. It's almost like that saying, she shells on the seashore.
Yes, exactly.
Something like that. I was thinking about that just now. So seashell hood is a ultimate contemporary finish to a minimal kitchen. So you can have a little hood that looks like a shell. Normally, I'd suggest having a matte black one because I think it's very elegant, but that's just my opinion. A little seashell hood, and it kind of caps the light so it features down onto maybe the worktop, or if you have a feature on your worktop, you can have it above. You can have a little section where you keep your cookbooks, which will look really nice.
Nice seashell hood.
Yes.
The way it looks, I've seen in many projects, I've seen different shapes of the seashells. It's very difficult to say that.
It is hard to say seashells.
Seashells, and it looks quite nice, and it has that, like you said, it caps look. It has a very illuminating look.
Illuminating.
And when we are talking about illuminating looks, I know. Wanted to talk about that, actually.
This is my favorite one, but you can cover this one for sure.
You're going to cover it, but I really want to mention it. It's illuminated shelves, and I think it's quite trend again. As we mentioned in our previous podcast, 20 Trends of 2019, it's something that it's coming into the fashion. Not only LED lights, which are in the countertops, but now even shelves are actually illuminated. So tell us about the project that you wanted
to
mention.
Well, we finished a project, and I think I did also mention where we had illuminated lights along the worktops, underneath the worktops where the floorboards are. And it just really brings the space to life, even if it's like dark. So it really opens up your space. And if you want to have a look what our project looks like, you can go to www.makingtheworldbeautiful.com and you just go click the project tab, and it's the very, very first project on there. Depending on when you're listening, of course.
2 years later. So just it's have not a first look. Anymore.
It's not the first, exactly. So have a look. We'll have a couple examples on there of what it will look like when you illuminate your shelves.
Pretty sure it looks amazing.
It's really, really nice.
According to the pictures that I see, it's pretty cool. Let's cover
the next one, which would be brass handles. Now, brass can bring a really nice contrast depending on your cabinet. So if you combine brass with a gray or a darker color, then the brass will really bring out or accentuate your cabinets. So a nice color, I think, that goes with this would be darkish blue. We see this quite a lot on our projects.
How would you call this color? Is it like marine blue?
It's kind of a marine blue. We should probably look up the color. It's, have a look.
It looks like marine blue. I've heard a term from the customers. They call it like that. I don't know if it's.
It's become so popular. Every time I see Dominic's finished project, it's a marine, let's say marine blue cabinet, concrete whack tub, and brass finishes.
That's true.
It's getting
too much in fashion, but I love it.
Well, I wouldn't say too much, but not in a way that's too much.
But it's getting into kind of a general public. I would say
exactly.
Many customers
everyone's
are getting that.
Now.
Yeah. Many of the projects, I would say almost 80% of the projects are getting marine blue cabinets, brass handles, copper sink, and a copper taps as well.
Copper taps.
It looks wonderful. Now, even on the latest project we're doing, it looks really nice. It's a beautiful contrast. If you want to get it, definitely think about not only maybe about the brass, think about gold, think about copper, but think about metallic combination with maybe a darker color of the unit. What do you think?
I always tend to go for more of a darker unit than a light one when I do brass finishes.
Yep, it definitely works. I would agree with that. So we're going for number four. I mentioned brass. So when we're going from the handles, I already mentioned it. Number four is brass taps. Whether it's a brass, whether it's a gold, whether it's a copper. I think we're abandoning a little bit those silver colors.
They're definitely last year. The finishes.
Yep. And it's a perfect addition for a splash of stylish metallic edge. Let's say that you have a concrete worktop, or let's say that you have a marble worktop, or let's say that you have a different kind of finish. You can have even a Korean, and white Korean looks amazing with the brass tops. And I would say it's a very trendy finish now. And it's a traditional kitchen look with non-traditional look as well when you have kind of like a brass or something metallic. So especially for the customer who are renovating and you're looking for that really nice industrial look. Let's call it industrial era.
industrial era. Number five, this is for all the non-technophobes out there. Everyone who loves their technology, this is for you. Charging trays are super exciting and functional. Adding places where you can charge your iPad, your iPhone, somewhere where you can put your phone for a bit of music while you cook. Well, everyone says the party ends in the kitchen, right? So you're going to want to make sure. Well, every party I've been to, the party, 1 a.m., I'm like, where's my friends? They're in my kitchen. So therefore, I make sure I have a charging tray and I have the music there. So I have a little stereo, etc.
You spend usually most time there, right?
Yes, I spend a lot of time in my kitchen, so I do.
There was an assumption that you're just cooking.
you're just assuming, but I do cook quite a lot. So I love having a charging tray there, listening to podcasts, listening to my music, and even listening to home trend designs.
How are you listening to our podcast at home? Do you have some?
I have it there framed on the wall. No, I always listen to podcasts and music when
I'm
cooking.
Google Home.
I don't have any of that, but some people do. So if you want that, charging tray is perfect for your Alexa. Does Alexa even need charging? I don't know.
She's on USB port.
She does need charging.
Definitely charging tray. If you have iPod, if you need something, you can quickly and nicely, neatly hide it in your drawer of the kitchen unit.
Exactly. That's why a drawer is important. You can always put it away when you don't want to look at it.
Let's go for point number six. And that's going to be probably one of my favorite colors that I'm wearing right now as well. And that's matte black sinks. Especially when you have them in the kitchen sinks. They are new must-have sinks in a contemporary or monochrome kitchen. Whether you would like to create that monochrome black and white, we talked about it in a previous one. Remember in the second podcast?
Yes, we talked about matte black.
Exactly. So I feel like matte black is really nice finish. We talked that matte is coming into the fashion again. I feel that most of the finishes that we are doing, whether it's even for concrete worktops, even I think the brass tabs, they are a little bit, they're called brushed bronze. Have you heard about brushed bronze?
Yes.
And those kind of finishes, you can find it, they're really nice. And it looks very luxurious. When you combine matte black sink with something really nice, and I would say
a brushed gold.
Can you imagine that combination?
It could also be for me. What I love about the black sinks is, you know, when you have a white sink and you put your plates in there, you see the dirt all the time, and you just feel like it's never clean. So for me, having matte black sink is almost making it always looking sleek at all times. You don't really see the dirt as much. You don't see the grease. and it just always looks clean, that professional, right? Finish.
Exactly,
I think.
Exactly. I would definitely agree with that. I don't have Black Singh at home, but matte Black Singh, yeah, they look
I wish
fantastic.
I had a matte Black Singh home. I don't. But for, in
some
my
supplier for
yeah,
it.
But in my opinion, that's why I would really go for it, because it keeps that nice, sleek look.
Perfect. Let's go for number seven, Vinay.
Number seven is a forest walk. Now, what's a forest walk? It's a very nice, deep green colored for your cabinets. Mm. Now, this really helps bring drama to your kitchen.
Drama.
So if you're someone who loves a bit of drama, a bit of storytelling.
I don't like drama.
You don't like, so this wouldn't be for you. But if you want to go something away from the more classic deep blues, a nice forest green really tells a story in your kitchen and keeps, you know, the drama there.
I like that green color. How would you name the color for someone that
doesn't know? forest green,
forest gum, forest.
For a deep forest green, I'd say forest green color.
It's a very nice color.
It's a nice
looks
color.
Very natural. And look exactly on the picture, what do we have on the tap? Can you see?
Yeah,
we have a
nice
golden brass tap.
Is that
it? They, really works. So on the picture that we have, we actually have black pendant lights, forest green units, golden brass tap, and a white marble worktop. It looks fantastic.
You could swap the white marble for a nice concrete, though.
Good choice.
If you want to go for the real industrial look.
Exactly. So let's finish with exactly what we're talking about. Most kitchens, they are thinking about implementing gray color, and that's why many customers want concrete worktop. They love it. It's beautiful. It's unique. It's something bespoke that you can have. And most of the time, what people love, I love it as well so much. I have it at home. But what our customers love so much is that it's unique. You know, those clouds that you have on the worktop, because it's cast for exactly for your dimensions. You will never find any other
very
worktop.
Very bespoke.
Exactly. So it's very bespoke. So imagine if you have a concrete worktop with, let's say, another industrial finish, which is a gold tap, or you can have a copper sink. It just looks fantastic. It looks really, really nice.
Could you give us a few top tips on how to take care of a concrete worktop? Because I know, just coming a little bit off topic, say you mm-hmm. do have a nice concrete and you want to know how to look after it. What's your three top tips?
Three top tips. The first one, don't spill wine on that, because wine is leaving marks probably on any kind of surface. Second is, any kind of a oil or a liquid should be wiped straight away, obviously, whether you have wood or you have anything else. So the important thing for concrete, for people to realize, is that the material is raw. It's a natural material and it breathes. So whatever you would put on that, you should protect the surface. That's number two. And number three, make sure you protect it with a wax sealer every, let's say, 3 to 5 weeks. That we tried it already in our office.
We did, and it literally does make a big difference.
Exactly.
You can see how the water droplets like gather together, and you can wipe it off very nicely. And if you don't have the bee wax, then the water kind of stays there and leaves streak marks, which if you didn't wipe it properly, could end up staining your
exactly.
worktop.
If you want to see our experiment in the office, you can see it on our Instagram.
That
which
is
on Semlux office. Yes, and you can have a look there.
Talking about Instagram, guys, that was our 8 must-haves for your kitchen. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, please do so. We look forward to all your comments. Some of your comments have been very funny, and we love reading them and replying.
Thank you very much for that. Please leave us some review. How do you like our show? What would you like to see next time? In general, if you'd like to connect with us, we have now a website. We are on 9, I think, podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, so you can really listen to us wherever you like, whether it's Alexa or Google Home. You can really plug in and just listen to our tips.
You can just literally type in creative lifestyle design into Google, and we are the first popping up on site.
First,
we're
number one podcast in the world.
Soon to be.
Yes, so these were our 8 tips, guys. Please connect. Do you want to recap what we talked about today?
Yes, so let's recap what we spoke about. We spoke about seashell.
Seashell. It's sea, Vinay. It's not sea.
CCC.
Seashell
hood, yes. For your life.
So seashell hood is number one, I'll say. And number two is going to be illuminated shelves.
I can't say any
maybe
of these.
Number three will be easier for you.
A brass handle.
Brass handle. Number four, you can go for that one because it's quite similar.
Brass taps.
Very good. So that was number four. Number five is, as Vinay mentioned, it's a charging tray. Think about it. We're in a new age and you run out of battery. It's a very good place to just plug out the cable and recharge.
recharge because the party
never stops.
Ends in the kitchen. It always ends in the kitchen. And then the sixth point is matte black sink. So it keeps your spaces looking nice and tidy at all times.
Number seven was Vinay's forest green in the kitchen, which gives you that amazing experience when you walk in your kitchen.
Drama. That's what I like
drama.
To call it.
I didn't drama. Know why drama. I would say it's
quite a dramatic color. A forest green. Not everyone does the green.
I think green was actually the most peaceful color. But anyway,
it's quite calming.
Not going to
for me, I think when I see the forest green, it's like a story.
Do you know what is drama color? Drama color is of our podcast. Like very red. Bloody red. That's drama color.
We are bloody red.
You come to our podcast and you're like, that's
what are
drama.
They talking about? Now, the last tip is concrete wag tops. And Dominic gave us three good tips, which were...
Make sure you don't spill wine. Make sure that you wipe all the liquids and you protect your surface. So you're using coasters. And number three, make sure to wax your wag top every so often, 3 to 5 weeks, to protect it further.
Get that bee wax, guys. Get the bee wax.
If you'd like to see us more, Instagram, as you mentioned, the handle is Samlux Office, I think. We
Samlux.
Have to get that down. You can tune us in on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you like. Review us. Like
perfect.
Us. Love us. See you later, alligator.
See you, guys.
Speak soon. Bye-bye. Woo! Actually, no handles on the...
No. So the next one is for all those non-homophobes. He's got that. Say again. So number five is for all the non-technophobes out there.
Oh, that's what you were trying to say.